takes.
And you can't
push it.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Brian, what was your first job?
Does Paperboy count?
Yeah, yes. Sure. You were a Paperboy? Yeah. Did you ever play the game Paperboy?
Yeah, I was great.
You were good at it?
I have it on here.
Yeah.
I remember when that came out, that was nice. But yeah, my Paperboy.
Did you, when you play the game Paperboy, do you imagine yourself as the Paperboy?
Well, I did it. On the bicycle and everything. I lost money on it.
You did?
Like, yeah.
How can you lose money on that?
Yeah, just like the band. I'm used to it. Because the old people, I remember this one woman right around the corner from me. And I had a lot of them. And this is back in the day where you had this big key ring. It looked like one of those prison key rings.
Yeah,
it had all the colored cards on
them.
And you had to fill out the day
where
you had to go.
What paper was it?
I delivered the Daily News, the Herald News, South Burgundy.
Yeah,
and
Tabloid.
You had to go, and you had days when you had to go collect the money.
Yep.
So you'd have to go to every house and knock on the door and collect the money.
Every other
Sunday. Be home. But you had to hand in your payroll at the end of the week, so if people weren't home, you put it out yourself, and then you had to go back and go back. And I had a couple of houses, and I remember the one lady was right around the corner, and she just never answered the door. She always took the paper in, and I knew she was like 100. So I had one of my
units. She thought it was free.
So then finally, one day she answers the door. I'm like, this is my payday.
I've been
laying money out for this lady. They wait till Sunday for months. And then she answers the door. I'm like, I'm here to collect. She hands me $1.10 for like the week. And then I'm like, no, you don't understand. And she was just like, she was old. I'm like, I lost money doing that. And because there were a lot of people like that on the route. And I'm like, because I'm not that kind of, you know, person with old people. I'm like, I can shake them down for money. And I'm like, this job isn't for me. I just couldn't do it. I was losing money.
You mean you didn't flip your customers upside down to get the money out of them?
No, I should have. Because I honestly did not make money on the paper rounds.
Wow.
The South Bergen. South Bergen is like the, you know, the local paper. It's free. So every house in the town gets it. So they're like, here, this is your section of town.
Did you have to put the papers together too?
Yeah.
They come in sections.
Oh, there's inserts. And inserts suck. I worked in a deli because that was one of my first jobs. And we have to usually get up at like 4 in the morning.
You know, we have a lot in common. I'm in a deli too.
And you just get up and like, please no inserts. Please not a lot of inserts. Mm-hmm. You know, and you get the newspaper. And there's 17 parts. And it's just like
And the Sunday paper's the worst.
Oh, Sunday. It's brutal. Uh-huh. But even when the Bergen, I'm like, please no inserts. Because then you just fold them, put them in a bag, put
them
in a box.
The coupons.
Yeah, everything you had to put in. But then it was a free paper, so you just sit there and you didn't collect. You just drove to a house through paper, drove to, it was great. And we used to just drive around. I'd sit in the back of my father's car and just wing these papers, or on my bicycle, whatever, wing them. And then you're a kid, you try to get them on a roof. You try to do whatever. Like you're playing paper.
Nobody wanted to pay you. They were never getting their paper.
Well, I got yelled at.
Did you?
Yeah. There are people saying, you know, you sit in my house too hard. It's on the roof. You can go the next day to the paper.
It's in the backyard.
And the guy's like, I didn't get my paper.
Look up.
In the backyard.
Yeah. I mean, you're an idiot kid, obviously. You know, today, I'd be, you know, we'll put it right on the front step. But you tried, and then, you know, you aimed at other things. It got boring after a while. You're just driving around town flipping papers around.
So based on that, you probably weren't too good at the video game either.
No.
I remember getting this free paper. And I chased them down because I'm like, stop, every week I get your stupid paper and I just gotta recycle it, I gotta recycle the bag. It's just like, I don't need your paper. And then the next week, the WAG was in the paper.
Yep.
In that paper. And I'm
so
like, bring it.
See what you get?
Bring it.
We have to get it now.
Yeah, now we get it. We're not in it now.
No.
But, you know, whatever. Hopefully we will be soon.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
I used to work at a supermarket as a side job while I was going to school. And I met this... Thank you very much.
You are.
So, I used to work at night, and there was this one customer. He would come in late at night, And he would get, like, the Weekly World News and like, these, the Globe and, like, all these, like, weird things. And so I asked him, I'm like, well, why do you get all these? He's like, I don't know. It's just something to do. It's funny. You know, whatever.
My
sister
used to buy those.
Did she? Well, mm-hmm. We became friends, whatever, and his name's Ken. Mm-hmm. So he'd come in and he's like, hey, did you see what Batboy's doing this week? And I'm like, Batboy. So I ran into him at church. Like, we go to the same church. And I found this thing in a magazine.
It
is a Batboy bobblehead.
Man, he's the one from the front of the Inquirer, right?
Yeah,
Batboy.
Exactly. And we used to talk about him.
Are you going to get it for him?
So No, I wasn't going to get it for him. So I just ripped it out of the catalog. And I've been bringing it to church with me every Sunday because I wanted to give it to him as a goof. Like, hey, look, they actually made a doll of this thing. But I was thinking, like, it looks like a devil.
Yeah,
and it does.
Every Sunday, I'm bringing it to church, and like it's in my wallet. And I'm
sorry, a lot of people bring pictures of the devil to church.
Yeah, a lot of people go to church with the devil somewhere in their mind.
Actually, I actually wear the horns.
Nice.
I might take it a step too far, but
nice. But I'm just thinking, like that's maybe it's not a good thing to do that.
No, leave your devil playing cards at home.
Check your devil outside the door of the church before you go in.
All right.
I remember I was a kid.
That long ago?
Yeah. I vividly remember this. And because we weren't a church-going family. And we were driving someplace and we stopped. There was a phone booth in the middle of nowhere. And I just happened to go into the phone booth. And it was like one of those religious books. You know, whatever the religion. I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And on the front was a picture of whatever heaven. On the back was a picture of this red devil. And I had that imprinted into my head.
Huh.
Imprinted into my head.
Did
that
it look
that
like
picture.
That?
No, I don't like the bobblehead guy, but it was just like a really scary devil. So whenever I think of the devil, that
image
from years and years and years ago was burned into my head because I was so young. And I was like, I better not do the things that I'm going to be doing for the next 30 years. So, but yeah, that's the image of the devil that I see with the tail and everything.
We'll be right back.
you know, Brian, being that we have Joe on the show.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have one of your music quizzes laying around?
Nice.
I happen to have a music quiz.
Ooh.
Can you get
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I love music quizzes. Let's do it.
You're in. Absolutely. Larry's the man.
Let's hit it. Let's kick it in, like I like to say.
Kick it in.
Okay.
Okay. This is a music quiz that I came up with. I'm going to name a song title, and I want you to guess the artist.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go around the table. And if you guess the answer correctly, then we'll move on, and we'll get, you know, go to the next person. If you're wrong or you can't answer it, and, I don't know, you go humming and humming too long, I'm going to buzz you.
And by too long, Brian means about 2 seconds.
He's very impatient with that. Oh, that's why. That's an awesome noise. He wants to do that.
Exactly. And then you're out of the game. So the winner of the quiz...
is the one who lasts to the end.
Lasts to the end.
Last man standing. Music quiz.
Woman.
Could be woman.
Right. In fact, the last winner was Alicia.
And the one before that. That's and right. The one before that.
So she's going to be known as champ for this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am champ.
Yeah. Wow. Now,
if you can't think of the answer and you want a lifeline... We can give you a lifeline.
Yes.
So you can make a phone call.
Wow, okay.
Call out. So if you want to call...
But you have to have a friend to do that.
Actually, right. We have his mother.
My mother's the official...
That might be a little bit weird if I ask to call your mother.
That's all right. Friend. It's fine.
Okay, but you have to use the lifeline that I choose.
Oh, my friend's
yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I answer. Use a trivia.
Brian's choosing. All right, so let's hear about our contestants for today.
Okay.
All right, today we have Champ Van Sant.
I am the
champ. Give it up,
champ. You have anything to say to your people?
Serve me and serve me well.
Okay, that's good.
should I genuflect now?
Yes, please.
Why not? All right, we also have Joe Hughes from Golden Seal.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, excellent. And we have Brian Mowry.
Hi.
That's it, just hi.
All right, we're just sick of my old Brian.
And we also have Larry Russo. Okay.
Nice.
All right. So we're gonna start. We'll start with Alicia.
Champ.
Champ. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I always stick with the stage name.
I always screw that up. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now.
Joe learned. All right.
Here we
go.
All right. Now you gotta guess the artist. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. But I have to stop eating.
All right. His girl likes to party all the time.
Eddie, what's his face?
So
oh, come on, Eddie. Oh, holy moly, really?
Oh, come on. Oh, there goes Chan.
Don't you dare. Ed E. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
You're wrong.
What's his last name?
I'm sorry. No, you can't. I'm sorry.
You can't. We might need it for a future show.
All
we
I
might
could
need
think,
it for a future show.
All I could think was Eddie Money and Eddie and the Cruisers. And I'm like, no.
No.
And now I have his last name in my head.
So sorry. Right?
My God, it's so obscure. 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 My God, it's so obscure
Richie. Train set. Richie train set. Give me a second. Train set, Richie. I'm sorry, Larry Russell, you might be ejected if you try to help.
No, we won't help it, because he's got the famous daughter, too. Uh-huh. Nicole Richie, uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Lionel Richie.
Hey!
He just made it.
I know. You didn't buzz me.
Nice. It was close.
This is the first time for me. It was nice that you were easy on me.
It was close.
It did go really easy.
All right. These questions might get harder, or maybe not. I don't know.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Who is a victim of love?
The Eagles.
That is correct.
Wow.
I never.
Excellent.
That was effortless.
Yeah.
Excellent. Larry, your first question.
Uh-oh.
Who knows when to hold them and when to fold them?
Kenny Rogers.
That is correct.
Oh.
All right. Now we're going to have to skip over Champ because Champ is out of the game.
I don't like
but
you.
That's okay.
I don't like the host.
All right.
Who
does? Can't buzz the host.
I just did.
All right. Joe. Who are the champions, my friend?
Queen, baby.
That is correct.
All right.
We are rocking and rolling. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Who is riding on the Marrakesh Express?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That is
nice.
Correct.
Ooh, I get another bell.
Ooh. This is, hey, this round is going pretty good. Larry, who's got their minds set on you?
George Harrison.
That is correct.
Got my mind set.
This is excellent. Joe, who is living on a prayer?
John Bon Jovi.
That is correct.
Wow.
Uh-oh, this is going to be tough. All right, Brian.
Why do I get the tough one? You're throwing softballs all over the place. And now I get the 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
No, I was saying...
With movement.
You can handle it.
I was saying this is tough because everybody's getting the right answers.
I'm going to miss it. Go ahead.
All right. Who wants you to wake them up before they go-go?
Those two guys. Come on. Wham, baby.
That is it.
Whamming it, baby.
All right.
Good.
All right, Larry. She blinded him with science.
Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
All right. Joe, who read the news today? Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
The Beatles.
That is correct. And for an additional point, how many holes did it take to fill Albert Hall?
Now I know how many holes are filled.
1,000.
Oh, that was 4,000.
4,000, that's right.
4,000 holes in
Lancashire.
Well, that's okay. Because that was just a bonus. So
wow, we're rolling.
Didn't count against you.
It didn't count against
you. Thank goodness, because he's rough.
Brian. Yes, I am. Brian, who will save your soul?
Jewel.
Oh,
she can do a lot more, mind you.
Oh, nice.
Excuse you.
I would have never gotten that one.
Larry, her heart will go on.
Oh,
ouch. That's gotta sting.
Really?
Wow, it's not ringing a bell.
Can you get it in your head?
You're about to get a different bell.
Like
you're about to hear something.
Well, you know, the background music is a little distracting.
Right. Oh, it is. It's ruining everything.
Yeah.
If you can't hum, it makes it hard. I like it.
Visual fingers going
really?
On to the visual
really?
Buzzer.
Her heart will go on.
Well, yes. The song is My Heart Will Go On. But he's saying whose heart will go on?
You're wrong.
Oh,
sorry, Larry. That's okay, Larry. That was very good.
Why is anybody else eating? Somebody else eating.
Right. We had a lot.
All right. Joe, who wants to pour some sugar on that?
Nice. Def Leppard.
That is correct.
Woo!
Brian.
Sir.
Who is getting jiggy with it?
Wit it.
Isn't that what's his name, Will Smith?
That is
nice.
Correct.
You almost said DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh my gosh, this is going right down to the wire. I can just say it.
I can't wait till you run out of questions. I can't wait.
If I run out of questions, you guys win.
Wow.
Nice.
All right.
That's
Joe, who is living La Vida Loca?
Oh, I know that guy. Anthony. La Vida Loca. Oh, Ricky Martin.
Oh! All right.
Oh, boy.
Brian.
Yes.
Who was tempted by the fruit of another?
Squeeze.
That is correct.
Awful. All
right. Joe, who is hungry like the wolf?
Duran Duran.
That is correct. Brian.
Yeah.
Who is walking on sunshine?
Oh, man. That chick in the band.
The song that I hate.
Hang on a second.
Why do you hate that song?
I just hate that song.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think it's a fantastic song.
Hate it.
If you don't get this.
I know her. Something into something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
enough with the... No, not hitting the button yet. Relax with the button. Relax with the button.
Come on.
Relax with that button already.
You've got seconds left.
Walk on sunshine and don't you feel good?
Oh.
Oh.
So sorry.
Katrina and the Waves.
Rule breaker. He said the answer.
However,
he won.
He said it after the buzzer, so I'm sorry. Right. Joe Hughes won. He is now the champ.
We got a hug.
All right.
Hug it out, boys.
This has been Brian Lowe's musical quiz.
Thank you.
Please consider being an organ donor, for that could be the best last gift you could ever give.
Yay! Yay for our host!
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.